This is the Business Storytelling Show with Christoph Trapp. Name a top 20 storytelling podcast and a top 5% podcast globally, Christoph chats with thought leaders and experts to share tips and tricks that can help you tell your company's stories better to drive business results. Available wherever you listen to podcasts, live streamed on major social media channels, and part of the DB&A television network, available on most U.S. television sets and streaming on Roku and Amazon Fire. Here's Christoph with today's episode. Let's go.
Let's go. How's everyone doing? Thanks for joining me. We are live on Amazon. So you can see us there, amazon.com/live. You don't really need the URL because you're already there. So today we want to talk about live streaming. I'm proud to say today's show is presented to you by switcherstudio.com live stream with them. That's what I use right here. Check it out on my iPad Pro. I also used an iPad, a regular iPad previously, and I didn't think I needed an iPad Pro until I had it. That's kind of, I think, the theme. You know, you don't think you need any of these new tools until you get them in your hands. And now I'm a big, big fan of them. So we want to talk about how to use Switcher Studio. We'll share a couple of things. We'll show it to you live, because here's the thing. Switcher is an iOS app. I'm an Apple fanboy. I'll admit it. I am. Can't do anything about it. It's not going to change. I've used it to live stream my daughter's basketball games. I got some pictures I want to show you in a few minutes, and all those different things. But before we do that, let's get today's guest on the show. You wouldn't think I was going to be on here for 45 minutes or an hour or whatever it's going to be by myself. You know I can talk, but I'm getting older and I can't do it by myself. No, it's a team sport, guys. I mean, you know, you can't do anything about that. So today's guest, ran across him, I don't know, a couple of years ago. He works over at Switcher Studio, Nick Walker from Kentucky. Is that right?
Technically Indiana, Kentuckiana.
Actually, Indiana. Got it. Actually, Indiana. Hey, I can keep track. I can barely keep track of my own days over here, you know. But hey, this is kind of the beauty when it comes to live streaming, right? Because who cares where anybody is? Like, I don't, like, you don't care where I am. I mean, I do care, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really care where you are either. Indiana, Kentucky, right? But we can be wherever. We just have our iPads or our phones, and there we go. Boom. Done.
Absolutely. It's been a beautiful thing, especially over the last year. So I think so many people have come to really appreciate the beauty and the power of video, and not just video, but being able to engage and interact live, right? Through live streams like this one. So I think you hit it on the head right there.
And that's, I mean, I've done it more and more. And what's interesting too, back in the day, you know, I did it just like Periscope by itself. And of course, your CEO, Nick Mattingly, he wrote the foreword to my book, which I'm pretty sure is in the carousel here. Let me see if I can move over to it. I don't know where it is. I should show you guys this, and we'll walk through this. It's not going to be immediately. Did we not put my own book in the carousel? What? Who planned this show? I don't know. I don't even see it in here. It's just equipment. Apple AirPod. Yeah, it's not in here. Seriously, what kind of producer is that? But anyway, Nick wrote the foreword, and he talked about that, how Periscope came about and people started doing more and more live streaming. And today, you know, I use Switcher to make it look good, to have, you know, all these different things on the screen. I can get rid of them. I can have the questions up and all those different things. And it's so much easier to use than a camera. So certainly that has worked. Now, tell me with the company, how did you across it? I mean, you do it, you know, I use it in my day job.
Excuse me.
Did we lose you there, Nick?
What's that?
Oh, there you go. Now we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. No, for me, so really, I kind of happened upon Switcher Studio by chance about a year ago. The last 7 years, I've actually been in influencer marketing and working with content creators. But I've been part of, a whole bunch of different industries. I've been part of craft and DIY, lawn and garden, archival services. So really a whole wide variety. But the one common thread between all of those has been working with content creators to help them tell stories and engage with people. And so when this role opened up at Switcher Studio, that's exactly what I do. And that's what really made me excited was this creator development aspect where, and really what my role is at Switcher is to engage with a whole variety of creators, everyone from, folks like you to people that are making content for, cooking and baking, crafting, sports. I mean, just a whole wide variety. But the common thing is that everyone wants to share a message or share some content out to their respective communities. And so that's really what my role is trying to find people who could have a use for Switcher. Who could benefit from it, who want to really take their live streaming up another notch, and facilitating them to do that with Switcher and helping them to share what Switcher can do with their communities and with their audiences. So it's a really, technically it's on the marketing side of things, but in my opinion, it's about the most fun and interesting type of marketing out there. And so I just feel really fortunate to be part of Switcher, who, I feel like they truly understand the power and the impact that video can have, and using it as a force for good. So I really do appreciate that.
As a force for good, that's awesome. And the other thing I just realized when you were talking about the different kinds of creators, there are different kinds of creators, right? So, for example, when you look on Amazon, this is what I do on my shows, right? I have a conversation. You're not going to catch me cooking, whether it's on Amazon or sometimes even in real life. You know, what you want a bagel? Oh, well, throw that in the toaster for you. But that's the end of it. I'm not the cooker, the cook in the family, the cooker. But and then we have people like Utech Pia on David Nguyen, who on Amazon, and he does workouts. I go to the gym. It's been a rough week. I was a little sick this week, so not this week perhaps, but you're not going to see me working out on Amazon. Like maybe walk on my office treadmill, but I'm not going to become, do you know what I'm saying? So
Right.
that's not me. This is me. By the way, how come I'm the only one wearing a Switcher Studio t-shirt? I just wanted to point that out. I was wearing my hoodie on top of it a minute ago, but now it's starting to warm up.
So mine is my one, I have one that's in the wash, and then the rest of mine are actually still packed up because we just moved into this home about a week and a half ago. And we've not finished the unpacking process yet. So you're representing Switcher very well, and I thank you for that. You're picking up the slack where I've dropped it.
I'm wearing it as well as I can. I'm going to see if I can change that background. So in a minute I'm going to show you how to do this here. But see the background. See how in the top corner there you can see that little mouse, right? Which is really the follow button. And you can see that there. And then when I put the is that called the upper third? I don't know. The lower third on the top, the graphic, the thing is still there. So watch this. If I just change the background, now it looks a lot nicer. And then I can put my own Twitter handle on the other side. And if I wanted to, I actually have another lower third. I mean, we don't need this honestly eight times on the screen, but if I wanted to, I could do that. The other thing, guys, I started to do is take phone calls doing shows. Call me now so you can leave a voicemail. You don't get me live. It's not live. But again, this is all directly through Switcher. Now, the one thing I want to show you, and I want to make sure I'm covering everything I wanted to cover. So much stuff I want to talk about. How do we get it all in? So the way you stream to Amazon, I don't know if you knew this or not, is you actually have to have an iOS device. So you can't just stream from desktop. It's kind of interesting. So basically what I do is I stream from Switcher to my Amazon Live app on my phone, and then that allows it to go through. So now what I want to do is I want to show you how all this looks. And the way I do that, I open my Switcher. You know what? My Twitter handle is really bothering me there. I need to move that down. One second. See, and you can just very easily move things down. See? Boom. Super easy. I have Switcher Studio also on my phone. And I click share this device. And you get two options. When you share, have you done this before, Nick? Share your screen. Mm-hmm. And you get notifications from your boss.
Best thing ever.
So there is a way to stop notifications, but you know how it goes. The checklist gets longer and longer. So share this camera, and then basically the camera starts connecting. Now you have to be on the same network, I believe, and then it just shows up here. Hold on. And I'm going to set this camera up so you guys can see what I'm clicking on. So it's going to be a little meta because you can see both sides of everything. Hold on here. Okay. Nick, we're going to get you out of here for just a second. Bum, bum, bum. So there it is. Can you see that okay? That's how it looks on my monitor, on my iPad. And basically, you have all these different things right here where you can just, you know, you can do whatever you want to. And then also earlier, I actually, my intro is just a video, right? It doesn't do much. It's just a file with audio over it. But at the end of the day, it's uploaded as a video file. So super easy to use. Really appreciate how that's set up. Nick, what did I miss on that discussion that you want to add?
Oh, no, I think you pretty much covered it. I think, you know, one of the great things that that I'm curious to hear about is because, you know, everyone, kind of to your point, there's so many different creators, right? And one thing that I've noticed that's beautiful about Switcher is there's so many different ways to use Switcher. I mean, some people can use, you know, all of the 9 camera angles, but I think it's fantastic also when people are just using one camera, but they're using Switcher and they're using that capacity. So the setups for Switcher are also super unique. And, you know, one thing that I've always kind of wondered about and that I always ask people is what their live stream setup is. And beyond that too, specifically to Switcher, like of all of these awesome features that you're showing us, I would be curious to hear, you know, what are some of your favorites or what are the most commonly used ones that you like to use? Because I can see that, I know that you know how to use Switcher really well. A lot of the features, but there's gotta be some of the ones that are more kind of the bread and butter. Would you mind just for my interest sake, even sharing a little bit about that?
The bread and butter. That's always a good question. So first of all, I love these split screens. I love having different things on the screen at the same time. I also love the background. So I actually right here, you can see, you know, I got these different backgrounds right here. And I can't make it bigger, right? Because it's a background. But basically, you know, I created them in Canva, and you can create them anywhere, Adobe, whatever. I mean, whatever. I created them in Canva. You just kind of have to figure out what the setup is. So this one works for this, what do you call it? Creation, right? But it wouldn't work. So if I go over here, multi-view, and let's say I do, I think it doesn't make any difference, honestly, which one you pick to start with, because they just expand. But like this one, it wouldn't work. That one, it wouldn't work. The screen. So you want to be aware which one works for you, and then kind of stick with it. But I think the background is fantastic. In fact, one thing I've started to do, Nick, is I really stopped doing like the single shots just because you can't have a background because, you know, your background is whatever it is. So I'm a big, big fan of that. I'm also a big fan of these lower thirds. So, for example, right here, we don't, this is more of a chat than like, you know, some of the podcasts, we literally have five questions. We're going to walk through the questions and I throw the questions up, you know, and then I just leave them down there. And you can actually do that during the show. It's a little, if so here's the thing. If you're the host and the producer, yes, switcher is easy to use, but that's a lot of work because you have to listen, you have to talk, you have to push buttons. But if you have somebody else doing the producing, you could actually, you know, come up with something on the fly. Do you know what I mean? See what I mean? This, and then you literally could just throw it up. And you say, I think so and so is going to win. And I say, yeah, whatever. So and so is going to say, Nick, Indiana, Christoph's pick, Washington football team, right? Something like that. So, but that's, I think that's super cool. I think just the versatility on all the different things you can throw up. I'll show you an example, and I want to talk about this a little bit longer. Hold on, there's too much stuff going on right now. But actually, let me show you quickly how I do this before I show you the image.
I would love that.
As long as I have the image or the video on my iPad, I can just pull them in. So if Nick says, do you remember when you were doing blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, oh, yeah, hold on. Like, I can literally go into my photo library and find the image and throw it up, right? So, like, here's all kinds of different images I could do that with. So that works really well. And even video, the only difference is between photo and video, which I find takes a little bit of getting used to because I'm so used to you just click on the same thing for everything anymore, right? Photo is here, video is here, and then you have to find the videos, and then you can just play them. Right. So let me see if I have an example here. So if let's say we're talking about sports, we'll talk about that in a little bit. This is actually from last night. If I have highlights from last night, you know, I go in here and I get rid of the social graphics because it's going to cover that up otherwise. And then I'll just click. Nice. I mean, super cool, right? How quickly, how easily you can play that. And so I've actually done that before where I broadcast my 13-year-old's basketball games. And here's how that looked. This is kind of the first iteration. I was not sitting there all year holding the iPad. That can get old pretty long. Pretty quick, but I think there was some problem why I couldn't set up on the tripod. So I set up a tripod with it, and I had the camera on the other end of the court, and basically we were live streaming it to the Facebook group. And there is a scoreboard, right? I'm going to show this to you quickly, and then I'm going to tell you a fun story about it. I think it's fun, at least. So see, you can throw up a scoreboard, and so. I changed the background on us, didn't I? Hold on here. See, this is why sometimes it's better to just have a producer because there is a lot of things.
It is a lot of work. It is a lot of
there
work.
There is a lot of things to talk about. So see, this is the scoreboard I used, and you can totally, you can super easily update it. Hold on, I wanna. The other thing, guys, I've learned, I don't care. If it takes me a minute, like if you're not going to listen to my live stream because I say, hold on a minute, I got to find the right video clip, whatever, like go listen to somebody else's stuff, you know. But so I can basically like, so I did the score, super cool. And so what happened, Nick, we would stream it. And then, you know, as life happens, I didn't make it to all the shows, to all the games. So my wife, because now my family was known to be like the live streamers from the games, the broadcasters. So she'd be like, well, I can just stream it with my phone. Like she didn't have my iPad or anything. Plus I never showed her how to use it. And she would basically just take her phone, right? And you know what people would say? They would go, "Where's the score? What's the score?" So because they got so used to the score, right?
On
the
screen. Right.
What's super easy to change, you can change the colors, right? So I always kind of tried to change it to whatever the team color is. And the name, you can change that too somewhere. So like, you know, I don't know, I'm just being silly here, but you wouldn't really use this for any other live streams, but I found this to be really cool to use and super helpful. So right here, you know, if we're keeping score, you got a couple, I got 10 good comments so far. No, I'm just kidding. But so then you can have different templates. You can have a classic one. I don't remember which one that is. Where did that one go? So that looks like that. I didn't like this one because it takes up too much of the screen. So that's something you always want to keep top of mind. But I think people really, really appreciate it. And the other thing is, a lot of people came up to me and they said, what are you using? What is that? You know, what's the tool that you use? And I mean, I'm always happy to share, of course. But definitely people were always interested in that.
What sport have you found like it's most compatible with Switcher? Like, is there one that seems to really mesh with Switcher more than other sports, or what's been easiest for you to use it with?
So I think it depends on how picky you are, right? So I think you can use it with most sports, but so basketball seems pretty easy because, so what I did is I actually had three devices, right? So like this device right here, this you can't see it, I guess, right? But this one, it's just on a tripod, right? It's the same setup. So I basically put the phone on one end. I put another phone under a basket for like another angle. And then I put the laptop, you know, at the other, like the angle. So I had three angles. And that covered pretty much everything. You can also be up on the top and you can move around, but now you're further away. So I think that becomes the problem when you do that. So football, you know, like you can theoretically be a long ways away, a lot bigger area to cover. I'm sure you can do it. I haven't done football. Do you know of any examples of people doing a football game with it?
Football, not off the top of my head. We see a lot of baseball, lots of table tennis, volleyball as well. It's a pretty popular amongst volleyball users, and I'm sure there's an example somewhere of football, but nothing off the top of my head.
But you can at the very least produce it. I mean, it's just,
absolutely.
I think
it would work well. It would work well for football,
right? Yeah, I think the biggest challenge probably on football, it's a lot more room to cover. So softball or baseball, you know, you could literally get away with two cameras, right? You put one behind home plate, and can you put with the one behind home plate? Would that have to be an iPhone, or could that be like? Can you tie a GoPro to it as well, or no?
I mean, there's some workaround. The easiest thing would be to have an actual device. I mean, that would be preferable, at least.
Got it. And so you can have the iPhone up there, and then you can just put another one, like on one of the edges, right, to like get a white, like if there is a hit or something, or to cut to the outfield. I would recommend. So this is something I learned in video production work. I never actually went to video production school, but did I freeze while I'm trying to show you the line here? The middle of the court, right? And if you have one camera on this side of the line, all your cameras need to be on that side of the line. Makes sense? So you can have, I mean, you can, but it's confusing to the viewer. You can there between the two, so don't. Did I lose you there?
Sorry, no, you'd frozen just a little bit.
I froze a little bit. Every time I do anything visual, I freeze up. What a mess. So let me show you my setup here, though. Now, I would Nick and that. I have known each other long enough, I think, for him to know that I grew up from iPad only to studio. So let me show you how my studio looks now. I'm going to use this so you can see. So that's it. So basically, I got the 4K camera over there. I got this big ring light over here. And then I got this microphone right here. Now watch this. Behind me, if you're looking on the screen, you can see that I have this wonderful these wonderful windows behind it, behind me. But they're really just, can you see that?
Yeah.
They're just the backdrop. Let me move over a little bit here. So the reason I'm showing this to you, and I'm certainly, what do you think of that? Did you know that, Nick?
I didn't know that. No, I learned something new today about your setup.
It's all smokes and mirrors. But so the way, so I could do this whole thing with just my iOS devices, and I have done that. But the other thing I can do is I can invite people to chat. So as you can see here on the screen, Nick and I are actually in the chat room. Now the chat room is, I don't know why it's called chat. I guess it's video chat. But anyway, it works great. I have one warning about it. So there is another tool that I use. Actually, we're connected right here. You can see that on the screen behind it. That's the chat where we are. This is behind the scenes, so to speak. And I'm pretty sure I can share my screen from here. So if I click, yeah, there's a button on the left to share my screen. And the one thing I've noticed is that when you do all these things in Chrome, sometimes Chrome runs out of bandwidth. So if you're going to share your screen, don't do that. All you have to do is you have to download this add-on. It's called, let's see where to go. Clicked it. That's what happens. Switcher Cast. Yep. And instead of, you can see it here in the background, this right here, right over Nick's face on the second screen, and open and share whatever you want to share on Firefox, because Chrome has bandwidth issues. Or I'm probably oversimplifying what I'm trying to say here, but that's basically what it is. Do you know what I'm talking about, Nick?
Yeah, no, I think you put it really well. We've seen that too.
And I noticed it one time when I was doing it, and all of a sudden my audio disappeared. And I'm like, hey, where's my audio? I didn't do anything. I didn't click anything. I didn't do anything. And that's what happened. So it's always good to know. But my point is, you can invite people to join you. And I don't know how many people. I've had the most 3 or 4 people. But how many people can you have?
Excuse me. Up to five. As far as, yeah, group chat. But
has anybody ever complained that they want more than five? I can't even imagine.
I was gonna say, I personally have never had anyone ask me for more than five or why they can't do more than five. So my first guess is that there's not many. Five usually seems to be sufficient.
I don't think I've ever had five guests on the show. I think the most I've ever had on the show was two others, and then next week I have a show with the American Influencer Council. Oh, that might be of interest to you, Nick. I don't know if you heard of them.
Yeah.
They're on the show next week, and there's three guests. Now, on the new format on most episodes, we go 27 minutes. So I'm a little bit worried with four people for 27 minutes. That's so if I have five questions, 5 minutes roughly per question, right, with the intro and whatever. And I mean, that's like a minute per right. person.
Your time management question. Skills. Time management skills will be put to the test that day.
point, people. Let's do it. So then the other thing that you guys rolled out recently, which I actually enjoy very much, even though I haven't figured out a way to use it completely, is audio assets. Now, the reason I haven't figured it out completely, because I'm only using the stuff you guys put in there as samples.
Right.
But, you know, so you go in here, samples, and it's kind of like the ones that are in here, they're kind of silly and fun. But, I mean, right. You know, you just add them.
Yeah, there's that.
But I think that...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go for it.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I think the dream, right, would be... because we're super excited to be able to have these audio assets, but I think the dream would be for people to be able to, you know, not only load their own in there, but even, you know, create your own audio assets as well, little sound bites that you could include into your live streams. I think ultimately that would be the dream, but we are super, for us, like we're really excited about this step towards that ultimate goal.
Well, and it's one thing I never thought I actually needed, but now, so the thing is, if I want to play, so right now, right, if I want to play a video clip, I'd have to play the video clip before you guys had this functionality available.
Right.
But now I could actually extract the audio from the video clip and we could play it in the background while you can see our reaction. So if I'm playing something, like the speaker, like the guest, you know, we could do that. So that's kind of one way you could use it, for example.
That's really cool. Yeah. See, I love hearing these ideas. They're not ideas that I hear every day, but that's why I love talking to creators like you, that you find all of these awesome, interesting ways that maybe they're not officially like in the playbook of Switcher, but they're possible and they're there and you can use them if you discover them. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, and I just kind of made that up. I was thinking about how could I use it, because, you know, it is sometimes hard to do. So the other thing that I noticed the other day, so this is my intro and this is my outro, and they were flipped. So I ran the outro, so that didn't make sense in my head, right? Because the way they were uploaded, so it's always in the order it's uploaded. But then what you can do is you can actually reorder things, so you can move them around. I don't think I have a button this way, so you guys can see it better. But see, you guys can just move it around wherever you want it to be. So super, super easy to use. What else? How to get guests on the show? We talked about that. Oh, you know what? This one is hard to demonstrate for you. But how do you get it to Amazon? So we talked about that earlier when we didn't have the third screen here yet. But Amazon, so I've learned more about this technical mumble jumble in the last little while here than in a long time. So Amazon, you have to push you in there through something called RTMP. Don't ask me what that stands for. I have no idea. Nick, do you know what it stands for?
I look it up every like month, Christoph. I look up what those initials stand for, and I know what RTMP means, but I can never remember the. I'm butchering myself over that. I can't think of the words.
I don't even know what it stands for. Honestly, I barely know what it means. All I know is that it's basically something that helps you push your video stream from a software like this one to wherever it needs to go. So there you go. That's the journalist in me oversimplifying everything. Did you look it up?
I'm just, yeah.
You don't have to. So, but basically what you do in here, see, I can't do it right now because I only got one switcher. But so in Amazon, you have to get your RTMP code once you have your account set up. And once again, to be approved on Amazon, you have to have a decent following. Right. So on another network, Twitter, LinkedIn, I don't know if LinkedIn is actually one, YouTube, Instagram, one of those three for sure. And then you have to apply. And then you have to live stream for a number of hours. And the other day I said maybe 30 hours. I don't know. It's been a few months when I was at that level. But Amazon does that because they don't want you to just like go wild, right, on day one and put you in front of all these people. So you will have very few viewers. Then once you get pushed up to the next level, you can have more viewers. So that's the level I am now, an insider. And then you become A-list at some point. You need 2,000 followers, which is interesting to me because Amazon, in my opinion, is not like Twitter where people follow each other. They run across each other. You know, somebody has to have the rules. And when you become an A-lister, they can show you a stream on Amazon.com. They can, you know, it can show up anywhere, like on the homepage, not just on the product pages. So that's kind of how that works. And then all you do, you just copy that in here and basically, you know, you push the button when you're ready to go live. The one thing I would advise, you can use the highest resolution that Twitch currently officially offers. You can use that on Amazon. And I say officially because if you go to switcherstudio.com, there is an experimental. Did I say that right? Resolution.
Experimental.
It's super on a live stream, and it was awesome. On all the other networks. Whatever the resolution. So just something to do. You're not going to stream to Amazon if you stream to LinkedIn or something, which you guys are a LinkedIn partner.
Well, real-time messaging protocol. I knew it was some sort of protocol, RTMP.
Looks like we have some audio trouble there. What is protocol?
Real mess protocol. Can you not hear?
Nick, are you still there?
I'm still here. Yep.
Hold on. Why can't I hear? I can't hear you at all. Hold on. All right. Am I back? Am I back? One, two,
yes.
Three. Hold on. I'm gonna get myself back on the screen here. So all right, team, stuff happens.
He's back.
It happens. Back. You don't have any control over the internet. Who knows? Maybe Amazon didn't like something. Amazon seems to be humming along. So this is the other nice thing about Amazon. So Amazon holds on to the stream for a little bit. And first of all, so we were still live, but I wasn't on the stream, which is really weird because I'm producing the stream here and the one camera lost the signal, but everything else was still on, right? And then Nick, you were still on. And so my tip when it comes to live streaming, forget about it having to be like TV. Something doesn't work, you just say, oh, oops, you know, whatever. Like, let's move forward. But that takes a little bit of skill, don't you think, Nick, to kind of even get into that mindset?
It totally does. Absolutely. I mean, it's still something that it makes me, and I know everyone, a little bit nervous, the possibility of some sort of mess up or whatever. But I think you hit it right on the head. When it comes to live streaming, it's just a whole different mentality. It kind of, in a way, sometimes, you know, rolling with the punches and having a little hiccup here and there, like, honestly, in some ways, it can enrich the live stream, in my opinion. It just makes it, it lets the people know that you're real, what you're doing is actually happening right there in real time. And honestly, you know, it's sometimes it's not the worst thing. Of course, there's times when you don't want that, but, you know, conversations like this, I, you know, I think it adds in some ways, but it's definitely not something to be afraid of, because then I think you'll be afraid of ever trying live streaming at all.
You won't do it. And you know what? The other thing is too, I've done, I don't know how many, hundreds of live streams. And there's always something minor that I would have called major when I was in TV. You know, I actually worked for a media company. Like, you know, when we are thinking for a minute, you know, like right. There's a pause. Like, you don't want that on TV. You know, you want people to be talking heads. That's why they're called talking heads. But here it's okay. You know, like, oh, let me set up the camera quickly. That would have been unheard of on TV, right? That I would go, hey, let me set up the second angle quick while we're talking, while we're already on air. That's not a thing on TV. So forget about that. That everything has to be so perfect. Roll with it. And also think about the purpose. So the purpose of these shows are to share knowledge, right? And so me showing you how to do it actually shares the knowledge, right? How do you set it up live as opposed to it's already set up? It's like saying, let me show you how to cook. Here's the completely prepared meal.
Right. Well, and also, but isn't this a great example too, to show folks that, you know, while streaming, if something happens, even like if the internet, you know, goes out for a minute, it can come back. Like you can get back up, you can continue the stream, you know, and everyone in a minute from now will forget that you were even off stream for 30 seconds. It's really not a big deal. And I think that's a super important thing to remember.
Yeah, it's very true. And the other thing I noticed is, so here's my workflow. So as you guys know, and we're going to do it with this show as well, is even though it's more visual than you know, audio worthy or whatever, I don't know what the right term is, but we're going to put it on the podcast. So the way my work, and I'm going to share it with Nick, and here's how I'm going to share it. It's so easy. And there's one thing I learned just recently. I didn't know until recently. So when I stop it, I can't show this to you right now because then we're done, right? But basically, I just push the button up here, right there, stop. And then it asks me where I want to save it, whether I want to save it to the switcher cloud or file or whatever it's called, or my photo album. So I always move it to my photo album immediately. And then from there, I can send a link from my photo album to that file only through iCloud to Nick. And then Nick can download it from there. So I don't have to move it anywhere else. I don't have to do anything else. Super easy.
That works.
I think it does count against your iCloud, whatever storage for a little while, I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah, the storage. But And I think that's a great point that you make. And that's something to remember too, for anyone, you know, that might be afraid of live streaming right from the get-go, the whole fact that you can save a video and use it later, like that can be a great way to test things out, to see, you know, what you like or don't like about, you know, what you're doing on camera, how you're speaking, whatever it is. But it's really easy to get on there and just make some videos that aren't even live and then save them and check them out. And that can help inform you moving forward on, you know, what you might want to change or what you like about how you, you know, do video.
So this is another thing I think that's very easy to forget about. You can use Switcher, as you mentioned, just to record your shows, not even to go live. Now, I am a big proponent of doing everything live because, like right now, you know, we got people watching on Amazon. We wouldn't have them watch. I mean, they wouldn't see it if we didn't do it live, right? And that's part of why we're doing Amazon Lives. But I also record. So I do Amazon product reviews, right? For that is basically the same thing of what you and I are doing here right now. So I do video chat and then I put up a graphic. Now, Amazon, I'm going to show this to you in a minute. For the product videos. So put Christoph Trapp.net, anything like that. But I still want to put my name, right? So I just use a different lower third, consumer and content guy. Yep, that's my official title. Like it? Hey, Nick, do you remember what's RTMP? I thought you were you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
And that's when we lost you.
Real-time messaging protocol.
Real-time messaging protocol. Very interesting. Yep. Doesn't seem to fit, honestly. But what? So let me show you how my videos look that I make. This is one. I don't remember which. I did two videos this morning or whenever, earlier this morning. And one was positive, one was negative. I can't tell from the opening if this is the positive or negative one. And the thumbnail, of course, is missing too. But let me play it here. Hey, 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 Christoph Trapp here, checking in. I want to talk about this side table. And I really need a side table because I got this big couch in my living room. And where I sit, there's really no table. So as you might imagine, you know, you put drinks on the floor, you put drinks between your legs, whatever it might be. So I need something like that, that I can slide under the couch, that I can put my drinks on. But this side table looked promising. I wouldn't recommend it. And the reason is it's just a little flimsy. But more importantly, when you try to put it together, the holes did not align at all. I mean, imagine, you know, spouses trying to put that together. And you kind of get the idea. But so anyway, I mean, that's basically, I didn't do anything live at all on that, this, you know, and then I just upload them to YouTube. And typically my reviews are pretty positive. That was maybe the first one where I did a video on a one star, but this table, you know, I'm talking about one of those tables you can put next to your couch, right, underneath your couch. Horrible, just horrible. Like the holes didn't align. And like, seriously, like what a pain. So, but again, you can just do that. And the way you do it, let me show you here. So when you go in here and you determine where you want to send it, right? So you got Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn Live, Twitch, the custom RTMP. Is the custom RTMP, is that a different package than, is that the entry? There's only one package now, right?
Right. Yeah. No, that's just available for all of them. So.
Got it. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. And then basically all you do, instead of picking any of those, you just click none. And when you click none, you're just basically using it like a recorder, like you're recording whatever it is you're doing. And that works well. Now, if you lose, so for example, let's say Nick leaves, he loses his internet, I lose my internet, Amazon shuts us down because we're not broadcasting anyways. What are you guys doing? We don't know. We just know you're not broadcasting. And Switcher dies. For some reason, storm, right? Still save. You know, and you just have to click up here. I can't do it right now because it gives me a different option. But it basically just saves it in my Switcher cloud, and you can take it out of there and move it somewhere else afterwards. So that's a very, very nice feature, because first time something happened, I don't remember what it was, and it doesn't happen often. But when it did, I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I got a 45 minute show and now what? I got to do it again? No, I don't. It's still there. And then I had a show the other day, and this one was not Switcher's. It was not on Switcher's end. It was the internet overall had a problem. But it was like three people, and it was only on one person's end, and the other two people were talking. And so even though it died on one end, Switcher was still recording for like 3 or 4 more minutes, and they kept talking. So it was kind of interesting. So just something to keep in mind. Sometimes it's not as obvious, you know, that it's still working when there is a problem. So I don't know if that's intentional or how that's set up, but definitely a appreciated setup.
Absolutely.
Well, what else do we have to share, Nick? We're getting to the end of our time together here. As I mentioned earlier, time flies. We're at 50 minutes. I mean, who would have thought, right?
Right. No, I don't truly have anything additional. For me, I would just encourage, you know, anyone that's ever thought about, not even necessarily, I mean, obviously live streaming and using Switch are awesome, but I just feel like for me, what I love about Switcher is just, if you've ever thought about creating something, if you have something to share, you know, just get out there and do it and try it. And Switcher can be a great tool to facilitate that if video and live stream is a part of what you want to share. But whatever it is, I think it just needs to be tried, and otherwise, I don't know. That's really all I can think of. That's really what I love about Switcher, is I just feel like we can be such a huge facilitator for all sorts of different people and organizations and individuals and brands and companies. It really is, like you mentioned a couple of times, it's such a versatile tool, and it's really for all skill levels. It's for a whole bunch mm-hmm. of different use cases. So that's kind of the thing at the top of my mind.
And it is super easy to use, especially once you, I mean, every software has a little bit of learning curve, you know, sure, when you first absolutely. Get started. And, you know, you kind of have to figure out what do you want to do? What do you care about? And all those different things. And
right.
What do you want the branding to look like? But I do like the comment that you just have to start. So true.
And don't be overwhelmed, because there are a lot of features in Switcher. When you open up the dashboard for the first time, it can be a bit overwhelming, and you don't know. You think, oh, how can I possibly use all of these things? And if I don't use all of these features, then, you know, I'm not using it the right way. That's false. You use it to the level at which you need the tool, because it can be there for the most basic of productions to some pretty some quite complex and you know, significant productions with really high production value. So, you know, don't be overwhelmed by all the features or feel like you have to use them all too. That's one piece of advice I would throw out there.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's very easy to forget for people, right? That you don't have to do everything at the same time. But the return, I mean, it looks so much nicer, right? In my opinion, right. To be able to have, you know, the different things happening, showing different things, having a background, it does look a lot nicer, for sure. And you can actually, I want to show this to you guys quickly. I am not a designer by any stretch of the imagination, but you can, everything you that you can do in here, you can actually align it with your brand colors, right? I don't know if there's like a brand kit area or whatever in here or something like that. But so, for example, if I want to do a background, you know, so right here, very simple, you can upload an image like how I did, but you can also change the color, right? So this is the background. You certainly know the code for your brand, and you can just type in the code. I don't know any code. What's Switcher's code? You're not a designer either. Do you know what it is? No. I looked it up. But you know, whatever the code is, and I don't know, but I don't know what color that is. There you go. You can add that color based on what you want it to look like for your brand, and it's super easy to set up. And I don't know if it was ever that easy before just to do that, you know, just to set up the background. You can also do different things here, like you can have different gaps. I think this is kind of neat. Not when you have three things on the screen necessarily, but when you have two people on the screen, you know, like they're always on there. And especially if you have a nice photo that works, you can do that. The reflection, you can, I mean, as you can see, there's so many different things that you can fiddle with. You can move that around. Once again, as Nick mentioned, when you first get started, I would not make that my first priority. My first priority should be to go live, to give it a try, to see what works, to see what doesn't work, and know what you're going to talk about. And, you know, have an interest in the topic. I mean, think about it this way. We talked about live streaming technology for an hour.
Right.
We didn't, there's hardly anything prepared. We got like, I already closed it, 8 bullet points of things we want to talk about, you know, and I think we covered them and then other stuff, but we're really just talking. We're just having a conversation. And I think it's interesting. You know, certainly it's Nick's day job and it's my you know, part of my day job, but it's also, you know, we're figuring out how to do it and help other people.
Absolutely. And like you said, you can even practice recorded video, maybe record video and check it out, but you can also just do it live and switch it also to platforms like Facebook where, you know, it's not being published, but it's just visible. It's private. It's just visible to you. But you can, you know, you can test that as well. There's a whole bunch of different ways, like you said, you know, make your first priority, just getting in there, figure out to get your, and just do a test, and worry about learning all the features and all of the bells and whistles later. That's all secondary.
Yep, absolutely. I don't know if you guys just saw that while Nick was talking. So I got a warning over here that the network I was on was not, I don't know. I'm not a technical guy. It wasn't doing something to the best of its ability. There you go. And then it had a button, switch now, to whatever was doing it better. And so now I'm in the green again. So that's a fantastic, way to make that easy for me. Something isn't working, but I don't know why it's not working. That's not helpful to me at all. So that's a fantastic feature. Nick, I know the answer to this, but why iOS? Why not other devices?
We just found specifically, so, you know, one of our flagship features is the switching of camera angles. And just over years of testing, what was found was that the switching between cameras really worked well on iOS devices, but it was really an uphill battle with Android and just with anything other than iOS. And so the decision was made years ago that at least for now to focus on iOS, because that allowed us to do the switching as smoothly and seamlessly as we wanted, as opposed to other, you know, other platforms or other types of devices.
Yeah. And hey, no argument from me at all. I'm an iOS guy. I'm an Apple fanboy, as I mentioned earlier. And Android, it's not, so Apple devices are Apple devices. Androids, there's a bunch of different, it's like saying smartphones almost to an extent, right? There's different, it's not just one system. Absolutely. Or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Just anything other than iOS really.
is an Android.
was not optimal for our, what we were trying to accomplish. And so hopefully in the future sometime that'll branch out, but for now it's gonna, you know, stick with iOS.
And the switching of cameras is relatively easy. You just basically click on the other camera to switch over. Right. You still have to pay attention at sporting events, you know, when they're coming down the court, you still have to push the button. There is actually functionality, which I was going to try, and it's called, I know I moved the one camera off because we're going to wrap it up in a minute. And to wrap it up, I have to end the stream on Amazon first, and then I have to end it in Switcher. That's why I closed that other camera. But there is actually a function. It's under the shuffle. And so what it does, let's see if we can demonstrate that here. Christoph Trapp on, no, shuffle every 3 seconds, start. And now it's going between all three cameras. So the one camera, as you can see, doesn't show anything. And then there's me. I'm going to move that over. So every 3 seconds, it rotates. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend that for this setup right here. Right. But, and then you click stop. And for sports, that's not necessarily doable because you don't know when they're coming back, right?
Right.
but if, depending on the setup, you could do that. You could figure out a way to rotate between the cameras.
Absolutely.
Nick, it was great to catch up with you again. Great to see you. 1 hour of my day learning something new, talking to the experts. Really appreciate it. Thanks to you. Thanks to Switcher Studio for supporting the show and for the partnership. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Christoph. We'll talk to you later.
You bet. Thanks everyone for watching. Until next time.
That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. please rate and review our show on your favorite podcast channels. And don't forget to share this episode with your networks. We appreciate you. Until next time, let the best stories win.